It's so sweet and wonderful to be free.
Åh, det er så fantastisk og deilig å være fri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so good to know
that. Det er så godt å vite.
We have been set free.
Ja, vi har blitt satt fri.
That there's no power.
Det er ikke noen kraft.
There is no principality.
Det er ikke en eneste makt.
There is no chain.
Det er ikke noen lenker.
There is nothing.
Det er ingenting.
That's holding us back.
Som holder oss tilbake.
That we have been redeemed.
Vi er blitt forløst.
We've been purchased.
Vi har blitt kjøpt fri.
We've been set high above.
Vi har blitt satt høyt.
We are the children.
Og vi er
of the most high God.
Og den aller høyeste Gud.
It's so wonderful.
Og det er så vidunderlig.
We may have backgrounds of different identities.
Kanskje vi har forskjellige bakgrunner med dårlige ting.
That try to tell us we are nothing.
Som forteller oss at vi ikke er noe.
When we come to Africa, we hate our black skin.
Når vi kommer til Afrika, så blir vi slått av vårt mørke hud.
We think that when you have a better color, then you are better.
Og hvis du, noen tror at hvis du har et bedre type farge på
produkten, så blir det bedre. People also bound by other things.
Men når vi kommer til Europa, så ser vi at andre er bundet av andre ting.
And so there are things that are binding us here and there.
Så det er forskjellige ting som binder oss her og der.
But there's one thing that is good.
Det er en ting som er godt.
To know that we belong to God.
Du vet at vi tilhører Gud.
That have broken all the chains.
Har brutt alle lenker og bånd.
And that we belong to him.
Og vi tilhører han.
Praise the Lord.
Pris Gud.
That's the joy I have this morning.
Og det er den gleden som jeg har denne morgenen.
Greetings from Africa.
Jeg har hilsen fra Afrika.
It's a miraculous trip that I had to come this trip.
Og det er jo et mirakel at jeg er her faktisk.
We planned.
Vi planla.
That it looked like it was not happening.
Og det så ut som det ikke kunne skje.
And then it happened.
Så skjedde det.
In the last minutes.
Og siste.
Miraculously.
Helt uvirkelig nesten.
I'm trying to pinch myself to believe that I'm actually in
Norway. Og jeg prøver å overbevise meg selv at det gikk.
Steiner had to make an Yal and Eudun to make it, you know, that come. We need you.
Og vi gjorde med flere, både Steiner og Yal og masse anstrengelser, men nå er vi endelig her.
At one moment we talked with Yal and we said, no, maybe not this time.
Og vi måtte si til Yal, kanskje ikke denne gangen her.
By the last minute.
I siste sekund.
It happened.
Så skjedde det.
And then as I was coming, I asked God, why do you want me to go there?
Og jeg spurte Gud, hvorfor i all verden ønsker du at jeg skal være her?
And you know, many of us, we have different giftings.
Vi har forskjellige gaver.
And many times when we come from Africa, we bring you gifts.
Og når vi kommer fra Afrika, så kanskje vi har med gaver.
I brought some few tea leaves for some few friends.
Og jeg har noen forskjellige ting, noen små ting.
But I have something special than tea leaves.
Men nå har jeg noe helt annet enn.
For everyone of us this morning.
Ja. Nå har jeg noe helt annet enn teblader. Jeg har noe spesielt for hver og en av dere.
I have something special more than tea today.
Ja, helt annet enn te i dag.
For everyone of us.
For hver og en av oss.
Praise God.
Pris Gud.
10 days from today.
10 dager fra I dag.
I have prayed.
Så har jeg bedt.
That you should see an explosion.
At du vil se en eksplosjon.
In your own personal life.
I ditt eget personlige liv.
10 days from today.
10 dager fra I dag.
I've asked my father.
Så har jeg spurt min far.
I'm not prophesying.
Jeg profeterer ikke.
But it's a gift.
Det en gave.
That I want everyone of us to have.
Og jeg ønsker at hver og en skal ha.
A special explosion.
En helt spesiell
eksplosjon. In the world of the spirit.
I åndens verden.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
A special explosion.
En helt spesiell eksplosjon.
A special dynamite.
En helt spesiell dynamitt.
A special power.
En helt spesiell makt og kraft.
Last Sunday when I was preaching in my church.
Når jeg prekte forrige søndag I min menighet.
And I remember it was the Pentecost Sunday.
Og jeg husker det var pinsedag, første pinsedag.
Is it so here also?
Det sånn her også. Yes.
It was the 50th day.
Ja, det var den 50. Dagen etter påske.
And the 50th day we have so many things that were joining together.
Og I den 50. Dag så var det masse ting som skjedde.
It was the 50 days as per the Jewish tradition.
Det var den 50. Dag etter den jødiske tradisjonen.
It was combining the day when they were celebrating the Passover.
Og det var den dagen de feiret Passover.
And then it was the day of the weave offering.
Og det var dagen av
weave. That's they were giving the first fruit. So after the fast, the day of the fast fruit, the fast harvest.
Oh, ja, den første frukt, første grøden.
So you count 50 days, that's so, 7 weeks.
Okay, og da teller man 7 uker, altså cirka 50 dager.
Then it was coming the 50th day.
Og det kom til altså den 50. Dagen.
And that day was a special celebration.
Så den dagen var en helt spesiell høytidsdag.
The Jewish called it Sabbath.
Og jødene kalte det Sabbath.
Now it also combined the same day of Sabbath.
Det ble også kombinert med den samme dagen av Savot.
Was coming exactly the same day Moses was coming from Mount Sinai bringing the Ten Commandments.
Og det var bare samme dagen som Moses kom ned fra Sinai-fjellet med steintavlene.
And that day as Moses was coming down,
og når Moses kom ned,
his face was full of glory.
Så var hans ansikt full av herlighet.
So it was the same day.
Det var den samme dagen.
Now, for us also,
for oss I dag,
it's very interesting.
Så det veldig interessant.
50 days.
50 dager
after Jesus rose from the dead.
Etter at Jesus stod fra de døde.
Jesus was that first fruit.
Så var han den første frukten.
That was being waved on the day of resurrection.
Som ble på en måte fra
oppstandelsen. He rose from the dead.
Og når han stod fra de døde.
He was in this earth for 40 days.
Så var han på jorda I 40 dager.
And he was with his disciples.
Og de ble hans disciple.
Then after 40 days.
Etter 40 dager,
he took his disciples to Mount Olives.
Så tog han sine disciple på Oljeberget.
And he told them, "Now I'm going."
Og så sier han, "Nå reiser jeg."
But don't go out of Jerusalem.
Og ikke gå ut av Jerusalem.
You wait until you receive power.
Vent til dere mottar kraft.
And you shall receive power.
Og dere skal motta kraft.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Når Hellige Ånd kommer på dere.
And you shall be witnesses unto me.
Og dere skal være mine vittner.
And 10 days after that.
Og 10 dager etter det.
When the Jewish people are celebrating Savot.
Når jødiske folket feirer sin Passot.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Så var det 9 o'clock I morgen.
Then a special Savot came.
Og en nydelig Savot kom.
Not Moses from the mountain.
Ikke Moses.
But the Holy Spirit.
Men en Hellige Ånd.
From above.
Fra høyre.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There were not many people.
Det var ikke mange mennesker der.
There were only 120.
Det var bare 120 mennesker.
They were not powerful people.
Og de var ikke veldig kraftfulle.
They were cowards.
Oh, de var.
They were fearful people.
De var feiginger. De var. Fryktløse.
And they were sitting on the upper room.
Og de satt på den øvre salen.
I don't know what they were doing.
Jeg vet ikke hva de gjorde.
But they were just sitting.
Om de var bare satt.
But the Bible tells me.
Men Bibelen teller for meg.
Suddenly, as they were sitting.
Når de satt der plutselig så.
Suddenly.
Plutselig.
There was a wind.
Så kom en vind.
Suddenly, it filled the house.
Vind.
Suddenly, I'm also speaking suddenly to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in that suddenly,
oh, so plutselig,
as the Holy Spirit came upon them,
når den Hellige Ånd kom på dem,
the fire came upon every one of them.
Så kom ilden på hver enkelt av dem.
Suddenly,
plutselig,
there was an outburst.
Så var det en utbrudd.
Suddenly, there was a lot of noise.
Og plutselig så kom det masse lyd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this noise was filling Jerusalem.
Den lyden fylte hele Jerusalem.
Many people had come to celebrate this Shavuot.
Hvor mange var hadde kommet til høytiden der?
They were all there.
Og de var alle sammen.
But then suddenly they hear a lot of noise somewhere.
Og plutselig så hører de masse lyd som høres.
What is this noise that is happening?
Hva denne lyden for noe?
What is this noise?
Og hva I all verden denne lyden?
And they all rush to see what is this noise?
Ja, hva denne lyden her for noe?
And then when they were looking,
når de så,
they are hearing Peter.
Så hører Peter.
Speaking African language.
They are hearing,
what is happening here?
Hva I verden? Han
they
are
wondering what is happening here.
Hva I verden skjer?
Then suddenly John.
Og så hadde Johannes.
Was speaking Norwegian language.
Så snakker norsk.
What is happening here? Hallelujah.
Hva skjer?
Oh, praise God. Oh, praise Can we give the Lord a mighty hand clap? I love this. Suddenly they are seeing the women who are following Jesus.
Plutselig så ser vi masse kvinner som følger Jesus.
Mary was there.
Mange.
Mary Magdalene was there.
Og Maria og Magdalena.
And she was speaking English.
Og de snakker engelsk.
What is happening here?
Hva verden skjer?
Wow.
Oh.
And people they were there.
Og people, andre mennesker som var der.
And noise and noise and noise.
Hørte den merkelige lyden.
And of course you know when people followed Jesus.
Det første som ser når folk følger Jesus.
Some followed for good reasons.
Noen følger for.
But some followed also for bad reasons.
Noen forskjellige grunner.
We have people who follow always and they have answers and solutions to everything that is happening in the world.
Og noen følger det som det skulle være en løsning for hele verden.
So some of those people they were having some answer.
Og noen som hadde noen svar.
And they say these people.
Ah, disse folka her.
They have drunk new wine.
De fulle.
They have new wine.
Ah, de har fått litt for god vin.
This new wine is making them speak in other languages.
Sånn begynner de å snakke andre språk, bare vi fulle nok.
But what happened?
Men det som skjedde.
Suddenly Peter had an opportunity.
Og da hadde plutselig Peter en mulighet.
To speak the first gospel.
Til å snakke det første evangeliet.
And started saying that. We have not taken new wine.
Og sa først, nei, vi har ikke drukket noen.
But this is what prophesied by the prophet Joel.
Men dette profetert om av profeten Joel.
In the last days.
I de siste dager.
I will fill all flesh with my spirit.
Så vi utgjøse av min ånd over alt kjøtt.
And then he continued to preach.
Og så begynte han fortsatt å forkynne.
I don't know how he was preaching.
Jeg vet ikke hvordan han forkynte.
There were so many people.
Det var så mange mennesker.
There were no loudspeakers.
Det var ikke noen som snakket alt for høyt.
There was no PA system.
Det var ikke noen forsterkere.
But people were listening to the gospel.
Folk hørte han ikke vel.
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
På grunn av den hellige ånds kraft.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
And then he said,
og så sa han,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Kristus,
who 50 days ago,
som 50 dager siden,
you crucified,
dere korsfestet,
you put him on the cross,
dere satte han på korset,
on the third day,
på tre dagen,
the cross could not hold him,
så kunne ikke korset holde ham,
the death could not hold him,
og døden kunne ikke holde ham,
God raised him from the dead,
og Gud reiste han opp.
You know, and he was speaking so simple message.
Han snakket så enkelt.
Not theology.
Ikke noe teologisk.
Not full of a lot of mindset
ikke noe
explanations.
Godt utformet.
Just simple history.
Bare veldig enkelt.
In the name of that Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
This is happening today.
Og det sånn som skjer
you can hear speaking in other tongues.
Folk snakker I andre tunger.
In the name of that Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Whom you crucified. He rose from the dead.
Ja, han var korsfestet, men han stod opp fra de døde.
And in his name.
I hans navn.
You can see what is happening today.
Så kan du se hva som skjer I dag.
All this noise here.
All den lyden her.
Is about him.
Det bare om han.
All our drunkenness here.
Is
all about him.
Det bare om han.
You see we are drunk here.
Du ser at vi fulle her.
It's about Jesus.
Om det om Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what touches my heart.
Og hva som rører ved mitt hjerte.
Out of that.
Ut av det.
Out of that speech.
Ut av den talen.
He didn't tell the people, you know.
Så snakker han.
You're going to hell.
Saker at du kommer til helvete.
You know, Satan is very bad. He didn't speak.
Og djevelen dårlig.
He just spoke about Jesus.
Han bare snakket bare med Jesus.
And he told them, out of that.
Og ut av det.
We have received this power today.
Så mottar vi den kraft I dag.
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
Og den hellige ånds kraft.
Was breaking the hearts of the people.
Den brøt menneskets hjerte.
And they were asking themselves.
Og de spurte seg selv.
What must we do to be saved?
Hva må vi gjøre for å bli frelst?
And Jesus and Paul said, Peter said, believe on the Lord Jesus.
Og Peter sa bare tro på den her Jesus Kristus.
Many times I'm preaching the gospel in Africa.
Mange ganger som jeg preker I Afrika.
Many times we threaten people.
Noen ganger så truer vi mennesker.
Many times we tell them, you know, Satan is holding you.
Og vi sier at djevelen holder deg.
Oh, you know, you are going to hell if you don't believe Jesus.
Du vet at du kommer til helvete hvis ikke du omvender deg.
And then we tell people, can you close our eyes?
Og så snakker vi, kan du lukke øynene dine?
Who wants to give his life to Jesus?
Og hvem ønsker å gi sitt liv til Jesus nå?
You see people, they are lifting like this and they are afraid and they are lifting like this and they are afraid.
Og mennesker blir bare veldig, veldig redde.
Just come, just come, just come.
Og vi sier bare, kom.
There was no persuasion there.
Og det ikke noe overbevisning der.
When the power of the Holy Spirit was working.
Men Helligånds kraft var der.
They were all touched in their hearts.
Så ble de overbevist.
And they were beating their chest and asking, what must we do?
Og det stakk dem med hjertet og sa, hva kan vi
and
gjøre?
And Peter said, believe on the Lord Jesus.
Og Peter sa, tro på
Jesus. And 3,000 people.
Og 3,000 mennesker.
Gave their life to Jesus.
Gav sitt liv til Jesus den dagen.
Can we give the Lord a mighty hand clap?
Kan vi gi Gud en flott klapp?
When the Holy Spirit is working.
Når den hellige ånd virker,
it is very easy.
Så alt lett.
You don't need to give a lot of posters.
Du behøver ikke å gi veldig lyd.
You don't need to make a radio and TV announcement.
Du behøver ikke å kjempe.
You don't need to tell people that a special choir is coming.
En spesiell sånn bønnekjempe som kommer.
The Holy Spirit is enough to do it.
Den hellige ånd mer
nok. That is the gift I'm giving to you today.
Og det en gave som jeg gir til dere I dag.
Let the Holy Spirit have the explosion in the name of Jesus.
Og la den hellige ånd eksplodere I ditt liv I dag.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
It was on the 50th day.
Och det var alltså den 50:e dagen.
When the Holy Spirit came down.
Då den helige ande kom ner.
And there was a mighty explosion.
Det var en kjempeexplosion.
It was so simple.
Det var så enkelt.
So easy.
Så väldigt lätt.
You know, when we receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
Når vi tar emot den helige andes kraft.
We don't help him.
Så hjelper ikke vi hjelpe ham.
We don't support him.
Vi behøver ikke støtte ham.
We don't direct him.
Vi behøver ikke lede ham.
No.
Nej.
He knows what to do.
Han vet vad han ska göra för nå.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Can you help me right now?
Kan du hjälpa mig akkurat nu?
Tell your neighbor for me.
Fortell den som sitter ved siden
the
av deg.
The Holy Spirit knows.
Den hellige ånd vet.
What to do.
Hva han skal gjøre.
Tell the neighbor the Holy Spirit knows.
Tell den hellige ånds navn vet.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
And this message touched me so much last Sunday.
Og dette budskapet, det rørte så dypt med meg forrige søndag.
How many times we have been so tired.
Hvor mange ganger har vi vært så trøtte.
Trying to help the Holy Spirit.
På en måte prøve å hjelpe den hellige ånd.
How many times we have tried? We are so tired.
Og mange ganger så vi trøtte.
Trying to direct him.
Og prøve å gi han direksjoner.
Trying to tell him do this.
Og si til Helion, gjør det og det.
He knows.
Han vet.
What to do.
Hva han skal gjøre.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows what to do.
Han vet veldig
he
godt
knows.
Hva han skal gjøre. Han vet det.
I don't want to dwell on that so much. I don't want to stay there so much. But you see, when the Holy Spirit is working, everything is so easy.
Når den hellige ånd virker, så alt lett.
The following day, Peter and John, they were going to the temple for afternoon prayer meeting.
Dagen etterpå så var jo Peter og Johannes på vei opp til tempelet.
It was a simple prayer meeting.
Og det var bare et enkelt bønnemøte.
Just prayer meeting.
Det var et bønnemøte.
Not evangelism.
Ikke noe spesielt evangelisering.
Not a special speaker from Africa.
Ikke noen spesiell predikant fra USA eller Afrika.
Just a simple afternoon prayer meeting.
Bare et vanlig enkelt bønnemøte på ettermiddagen.
And when they reached the temple,
og da de kom til tempelet,
there was somebody who had been there for 38 years.
Så var det en som hadde vært der I 38 år.
That man had been there. Even Jesus saw him, and Jesus left him.
Og til og med Jesus så han, men Jesus bare forlot ham.
Because Jesus went to that temple many times.
For Jesus hadde vært I det tempelet mange ganger.
And this man, I think he must have known Peter and John walking with Jesus.
Sannsynligvis så kjente han Peter og Johannes fra før.
And his work was begging.
Og hans yrke var å tigge.
Do you know in the Church of Christ?
I Jesu Kristi menighet.
They are beggars.
Så det tiggere.
Their work always in the churches. Jesus, help me. Jesus, touch me. Oh, Jesus, heal me. Oh, Jesus, you know. Come by here. Always, always. Oh, Jesus, I'm here. Oh, Jesus, I'm weak. Today, I want to tell you. Stop begging.
Stop there.
Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop begging.
Stop og tigge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come to the church and we look always so weak and we always look like this Jesus we've believed is so weak and so powerless.
Og vi tror at Jesus liksom når vi kommer til menigheten så han så svak og
dårlig. Oh, you know the drunkards are so many.
Det så mange fylliker her.
Jesus is powerful than that.
Jesus,
Church of Christ, stop begging. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus.
Reis deg.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Peter didn't do the gymnastics that we sometimes do in our churches.
Peter hadde ikke den gymnastiske øvelsen I menigheten.
You know, the gymnastics that we do in Africa when we are praying for people sometimes.
Når vi I Afrika, så har vi nesten noen afrikanske gymnastiske øvelser.
You know, somebody's hand is broken. Or
hvis det noen som har en hand som dårlig.
And we come as a Pentecostal preacher. We want to pray for this hand to be healed.
To be for hand to be healed, brother.
We do a lot of pee in the name of Jesus. In the name, we're almost breaking the hand.
Så almost bryter vi handen av.
Hello.
Hello.
And many times you are laying hands on me in the name of Jesus. In the name of all gymnastics.
Det hjelper ikke med gymnastiske øvelser.
If the power is not there, it is not there.
Hvis ikke kraften der, så den ikke der.
If it is not there, it is not there.
Hvis ikke kraften der, så den ikke der.
But look, Peter and John.
Men se på Peter og Johannes.
They tell the man, look at us.
De sa til mannen, se på oss.
He even didn't say the people, shh, keep quiet, keep quiet.
Sa ikke til folk, shh, shh, hei, 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 rolig, rolig.
Oh, let's worship, let's worship, let's worship.
La oss tilbedelse, vi må ha litt bakgrunn
let's
her.
Let's praise, no.
Nei. Så ikke det.
Simple.
Veldig enkelt.
Look at us.
Se på oss.
We have no silver.
Vi har ikke noe sølv.
And we have no gold.
Vi har ikke noe gull.
But in the name of Jesus.
Men I Jesu navn.
Rise up and walk.
Rise up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Simple.
Veldig enkelt.
That is the gift I want you to have in the name
of Jesus.
Og det
den gaven jeg ønsker at du skal ha.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when this man stood.
Men når den mann stod opp.
And walked.
Og gå, gikk.
He attracted the attention.
Så skal jeg love deg at folk så på han.
Everybody.
På alle sammen så på han.
Just one miracle.
På ett mirakel.
One miracle.
Ett lite mirakel.
5,000 people.
Og 5,000 mennesker.
Got saved.
Ga livet sitt til Jesus.
Just one miracle.
Bare ett mirakel.
How one miracle in Shen. Just one miracle in Shen.
Bare ett mirakel I Shen.
Can turn Shen upside down.
Kan snu Shen opp.
Just one miracle.
Bare ett mirakel.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't have to come from a great speaker from Africa.
Behöver inte komma från en stor predikant från Afrika.
It doesn't have to come from somebody.
Eller från oss.
It has to come from you.
Må komma från dig.
When you have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Fordi at den hellige ånds kraft på deg.
Just one miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If you look at how then the church moved.
Når du ser på hvordan menigheten beveger seg.
In 2.5 years.
På 2.5 år.
The whole Asia Minor. The whole Asia.
Hele Asia.
Had gotten the gospel.
Hadde tatt imot evangeliet.
From simple fishermen.
Bare enkle fiskere.
Simple fishermen.
Enkle fiskere.
Simple people.
Enkle folk.
For 2.5 years.
På 2.5 år.
The whole Asia.
Hele Asia.
Had the gospel.
Hadde evangeliet.
They had no radio.
Hadde ikke noe radio.
They had no television.
Ikke noe TV.
They had no organized systems.
Ikke noe spesielt organisert
system. But they had one person.
De hadde en person.
The Holy Spirit.
Den hellige ånd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ, when he was speaking to the disciples about the Holy Spirit,
når Jesus talte til disiplene om den hellige ånd,
he told them very many important things.
Så snakket han veldig mange viktige ting.
That sometimes we forget.
Det noen ganger så glemmer vi.
And I was trying to imagine this.
Og jeg prøvde å forestille meg.
That when the enemy sometimes comes to fight us,
når den djevelen kommer for å kjempe mot oss,
many times he does not use force.
Så behøver ikke han alltid bruke makt.
He uses deception.
Han bruker det å lure folk.
I come from the tribe in Kenya that is called the Kalenjins.
Jeg kommer fra en stamme som heter Kalenjin.
My sister, the wife of Steiner, we come from the same tribe.
Og Salome kommer fra den samme stammen.
In our tribe, we have many athletes. They are the people who run and win a lot of gold medals.
Og det de langdistanseløperne fra Kenya.
Okay? Very many of those people who win the gold medals of running, they come from our tribe.
Og veldig mange av de som da gullmedaljevinnere, de kommer fra vår stamme.
My late father told me one story.
Oh, my late father?
Late father, my father
died. Oh, ja, min avdøde far.
And you know, our tribe also, they are not good people. They, long time, they used to go and steal cows from the neighboring Luo community.
Og den stammen hadde dårlig rykte på å stjæle kuer.
That was what they used to do before education came in. So, and my father told me that they, in their gang, they used to have strategy.
Og min far fortalte at de hadde faktisk strategier.
They get one of the fast runners.
De fikk en av de som var raskest å løpe.
He goes ahead.
Og han gikk foran.
He goes to the village of the Luo people.
Og han gikk til Luo-folket.
And he makes noise like he wants to steal the cows.
Og han lot som han skulle stjæle kuene.
So the lures come out.
Så kom lurene ut.
And they look at this man.
Og de så på denne mannen.
And they ran to follow him.
Og så ønsket de å følge etter ham.
But this man is so fast.
Men han sprang så fort.
You can't get him.
At du klarer ikke
å ta
imot ham.
But he runs in the wrong direction.
Og så han løper i feil retning.
All the lure people with spears and with everything.
Og alle de andre lurekrigerne fulgte etter han for å ta ham igjen.
Then the real thieves, they come from.
Men de virkelig tjuvene, de kom fra en annen retning.
And they take the cows.
Så tok de stjerte alle kuene.
You are chasing this person.
Men de har de jager denne mannen.
You cannot catch him.
Da hjelper det ikke noe.
But when you come back home.
Når du kommer tilbake.
The cows are gone.
Så kuene borte.
Sometimes.
Noen ganger.
The enemy comes this way.
Så kommer djevelen på den måten.
He makes us to chase something else.
Han ønsker at vi skal jage etter noe annet.
And we run that way chasing something else.
Og så gjør vi det.
But then the power of the Holy Spirit,
men den hellige ånds kraft,
the gifts of the Holy Spirit,
den hellige ånds gaver,
the resting, the relaxation in the Holy Spirit is gone.
Og den hvilen vi har i den hellige ånd.
And you find us chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing.
Og så skal vi jage og jage og jage.
Running this way and worried this way.
Og bekymre oss på den måten og være fryktløs på den måten.
We must go this way. If we only know.
Hvis vi bare vet.
Jesus told the disciples.
At Jesus fortalte disiplene.
Don't go from Jerusalem.
Ikke gå fra Jerusalem.
Wait until you get it.
Vent til dere har blitt ikledd kraft fra det høye.
Amen.
Amen.
Many times in our lives.
Mange ganger i våre liv.
We don't wait for the power.
Så venter vi ikke på kraften.
We don't make sure that we really have that power.
Vi er ikke helt sikre på at vi har den kraften.
We try to experiment on things.
Vi prøver å gjøre våre for erfaringer.
We experiment on people.
Vi eksperimenterer med mennesker.
Then we think if we do this way, maybe it is going to be good.
Hvis vi gjør det på den måten, så kanskje blir bra.
That, we do that.
Og så gjør vi det sånn, og så ser vi hva som skjer.
Then oh, if I go to Bible school and get.
Og hvis jeg går på bibelskole.
Then maybe something happens.
Da kan det skje noe.
Then maybe if I testify like this, maybe.
Hvis jeg bitter på den måten eller den måten.
We keep on running and running.
Og så prøver vi å løpe og løpe og løpe.
But the Lord reminded me last Sunday.
Men Helligånd minte meg.
The church must go back to Pentecost.
At menigheten må gå tilbake til pinse. Pinsedag.
The empowerment from high.
Der kraften falt.
Amen.
Amen.
Just to wait until the empowerment of
for vente til kraften kommer der.
Amen.
Amen.
The empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Den Helligånds kraft.
When you receive that power.
Når du tar imot den kraften.
Things just happen.
Så skjer ting.
Things just happen.
Bare skjer.
You don't worry.
Du bekymrer deg ikke.
You don't struggle.
Du behöver inte kämpa.
Things just
si bara happen. Sker.
Last night I woke up and I was thinking so much about the same thing about the Holy Spirit.
Och när jag stod upp igår så kände jag det samma.
I'll tell you something which might be a bit funny, but okay.
Det kan hända att du finner detta här lite morsomt, men vi får se.
The main reason for the Holy Spirit.
Huvudgrunden för den helige ande
is for reproduction in the church.
Det är för att menigheten ska öka.
When the Holy Spirit came.
När den helige ande kom.
Then reproduction in the church came.
Så skedde det alltså en växtökning i menigheten.
Actually multiplication.
Det blev många människor.
One of the proof.
Ett av bevisen.
Of the working of the Holy Spirit in the church.
Och den helige andes verk i menigheter.
Is the fruits of
reproduction. Är frukten på att det blir många.
The church grew.
Menigheten vuxit.
Every day.
I tal.
People got saved.
All hver dag så blev folk frälst.
This turned my head down.
Och det snudde huvudet mitt.
Because the least people you can have in a church in a year is 365.
För det minsta du kan ta emot är ju 365.
Because every day somebody was getting saved.
För det var dag så blev någon frälst.
We have this church in Skien.
Så har vi den menigheten i Skien.
How many years have you been here?
Hur många år har det varit här?
Do you still love me? I mean, sorry. I'm touching somewhere. The quality of a living church.
Kvaliteten på en levande menighet
is the least one person getting saved every day.
Är faktiskt att en blir frälst varje dag.
If that is not happening,
hvis det ikke skjer,
then something is below the standard.
Så er det på noe som er lavere enn det som egentlig skulle vært.
Are we still together?
Er du med meg?
At least one person every day.
Minst en hver dag.
At least
minst
one person.
En person
every day.
Hver dag.
The church was being added daily.
Fordi at menigheten ble tillagt daglig.
So if I'm correct,
hvis jeg sier
I was
det
here last year, June.
Jeg var her i juni fjor.
And by today, June.
Og i juni i år.
I should be having 365
så skulle jeg egentlig ha 365 mennesker.
New.
Mer.
Here.
I dag.
Lowest.
Så det er liksom lavstandarden.
Lowest standard, one person every day.
En person hver dag.
If that is not happening,
hvis det ikke skjer,
we are below the standard.
Så vi under standarden.
People of Shen, do you still love me?
Yeah.
It means it is below.
Det betyder att det är lite lavere.
Standard.
En standard.
Because the standard of the Bible.
För att bibelsk standard.
One person every day.
En person varje dag.
At least.
Minst.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is multiplication.
Den helgons hensikt är att öka.
So last night when I woke up and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me something strange.
Och igår så väckte den helige ande mig och fortalte mig något underligt.
When we go into the physical reproduction.
När vi kommer i fysisk växt.
A woman has four cycles.
Så har en kvinna flera cirklar, flera.
There may be more cycles, but just give me. Let me tell you what the Holy Spirit was telling me last night. A woman has four cycles.
Cycles? Cykluser.
The first cycle is the ovulation.
Oj. Då är en idéhet.
When the womb of a woman is getting ready for production.
Okay. Okay. När första fasen är när kvinnan blir klar till motta. Okay. Ägglösning.
Preparation, isn't it?
Ja. Yeah.
That's how it begins. Reproduction begins there.
Då börjar reproduktion där.
Then after that,
efter det,
comes the fertilization.
Så kommer det då befruktning.
When the woman receives the seed.
När kvinnan mottar sätt.
Then comes the third cycle.
Så kommer den tredje.
The cycle of pregnancy.
Graviditet.
And then comes the fourth cycle.
Kommer den fjärde.
The cycle of bathing.
Are
we together?
Fødsel. Är du med mig?
Sometimes in the church.
Någon gång i menighet.
We stay too long in the ovulation.
Så blir vi faktiskt för länge i ägglösning.
We don't allow the fertilization to take place.
Vi tillåter inte att det sker en befruktning.
So every time we are in the church,
så varje gång vi är i kyrkan,
the Lord is ready to bath people.
Och den helige ande är egentligen klar.
But the church is too long in the ovulation.
Men folk är inte klar.
We don't allow the fertilization to take place.
Vi tillåter inte att det blir en befruktning.
We are healthy.
Vi är ju.
We have the cycle of the egg to come.
Och vi har ägg.
But we don't allow the egg to be fertilized.
Men vi tillåter inte att ägg blir befruktat.
So there's no bath.
Så då blir det ingen födsel.
We may speak very good words.
Så kanske vi sier veldig fine ord.
We may have powerful evangelists.
Og kanskje kraftfulle evangelister.
But conception does not take place.
Men befruktning skjer ikke.
When the wife is singing to her husband.
Når kvinnen synger til mannen sin.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, jeg elsker deg.
Oh, I make food for you.
Oh, jeg lager mat til deg.
There's only one rule.
Og det er bare en regel.
She must accept the seed.
Hun må ta imot hans.
Singing does not bring solution.
Sang bringer ikke løsningen.
Halleluja!
Halleluja!
We can come to the church and sing to the Lord.
Vi kan være i menighet.
We can come and praise him.
Vi kan pringa,
være, we can come and say, oh Lord, you know you are so wonderful.
Si til Gud at du er vidunderlig.
That is very good.
Det er kjempebra det.
But the seed of Jesus,
men Jesus
must take effect in our hearts
må få
for us to reproduce.
Betydning i våre hjerter, for at det skal bli produsert.
The church has stayed same time so long.
Og menigheten har blitt i dette så lenge.
In readiness, but never doing anything.
Og egentlig vært klar, men ikke gjort noe.
The second option.
Det andre valget.
During the time of fertilization.
Gjennom befruktning.
There's the intimacy.
Så er det en intimitet.
And then there's the joy.
Og så er det glede.
All of you know what I mean.
Alle vet hva jeg mener.
But very many people, although they have the joy of fertilization, never get the egg fertilized.
Så skjer det at selv om det er stor glede, så blir ikke egget befrukt da.
Why?
Hvorfor det?
Sickness.
Sykdom.
Why?
Hvorfor?
They refuse to get, you know, children.
De vil ikke ha barn.
They have the joy of fertilization.
Og de har den gleden.
But many times they refuse to have the egg fertilized.
Men de vil ikke ha egentlig en befruktning.
As much as the purpose of the joy of fertilization is to get children.
For egentlig hensikten er jo å få skape barn.
Let me use the tougher language. I mean, I'm an African, so don't you worry.
La meg bruke et enda tøffere språk.
Is for fertilization.
Sex er for å
isn't it?
Er for but å skape barn.
Not people who have all sex and intimacy fertilize the eggs.
Og selv om mennesker har sex, så behøver de ikke å gi barn av det.
So, you can have sex and have no children.
Du kan ha sex, men ikke noe barn.
Although you have the joy of the sex of fertilization.
Og selv om du har den gleden om det, så behøver det ikke å bli noen befruktning.
But nothing happens.
Det skjer ikke noe.
So even in the church.
Og selv også i menighet.
We can have intimacy with Jesus.
Så kan vi ha intimitet med Gud.
Without having the fertilization.
Uten at det blir befruktet i våre hjerter.
It can be in the time of worship.
Det kan være i
we have that intimacy with
tilbør.
Jesus.
Så har vi en veldig nær relasjon med Gud.
It can be in the time when a good word is being preached.
Og det kan være når vi får høre at det er gode ord som blir forkynt.
But then you wait for 10 years.
Og så venter du på 10 år.
And nothing is happening.
Og så har ikke noe skjedd.
You have 20 members.
Du har 20 medlemmer.
And there are 20 members.
Og det er 20 til.
2 years, there are 20 members.
Og etter 2 år så er det enda 20.
10 years, there are 20 members.
Og 10 år etterpå så er det fremdeles bare 20.
50 years, there are 50 members.
Og etter 50
20
år så
members.
Why
is there no reproduction?
Hvorfor skjer ikke en økning?
Because they don't allow fertilization.
Fordi de tillater ikke en befruktning.
We have dwelt sometimes too long.
Vi har bare
having intimacy with Jesus.
Og har for mye intimitet med Jesus.
But not allowing the fertilization to take place.
Ikke å tillate han å befrukte oss.
It's a high time.
Det er en akkurat på det er på tide nå.
We get out of that comfort zone.
Og vi kommer ut av den komfortsonen der.
The purpose of Christ.
Det er Jesu Kristi hensikt.
The purpose why we are still here.
Hensikten med at vi er her.
Reproduction.
Er at vi skal reprodusere
to
oss.
To be witnesses.
Å være vitner.
To bring more people to Christ.
Å bringe mer mennesker til Jesus.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
To have more fruit in the house of God.
Å ha mer frukt i Guds hus.
That is the purpose.
Det er hensikten.
That when after I've had intimacy with Christ.
Etter at vi har hatt intimitet med Kristus.
After I've felt that love of Christ.
Etter at jeg har følt den kjærligheten.
There must be some seed.
Så må det bli en sæd.
That makes me reproduce.
Som gjør at vi blir reprodusert.
And bring more people to the house of God.
Og bringer mer mennesker inn i Guds hus.
Amen, church.
Amen, kirke.
Some of us have become better than that.
Og noen av oss har kanskje blitt enda bedre enn det.
After I've preached the gospel.
Etter at vi har blitt forkynt evangeliet.
They get fertilization.
Så får de befruktning.
They become pregnant.
Så blir de gravide.
But their pregnancy goes too long beyond 9 months.
Men graviditeten går mye lenger enn 9 måneder.
Normal pregnancy is 9 months.
Normal graviditet er 9 måneder.
You find some people in the house of God, they have been pregnant for the first 20 years.
Og noen har vært gravide I 20 år.
Always pregnant, expecting to do something, but never producing that thing.
Og alltid har forventninger at de skal gjøre noe stort, men det skjer ingenting.
They always have a vision of doing something.
Og de har til og med en visjon om å skape
noe. They always have a vision of evangelizing.
Og en visjon om evangelisering.
They have a vision of doing something. They are always pregnant, but never producing.
Og de helt gravide hele tiden, men det skjer ikke noe.
If you have been pregnant for too long, it's a time now to produce in the name of Jesus.
Hvis du har vært gravid for lenge, så det på tide du produserer.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a challenge to all of us.
Og det en utfordring til alle oss.
It's a challenge to Christianity.
Og det en utfordring til hele kristenheten.
Why there's no revival?
Hvorfor det ikke noen vekkelse?
And sometimes the revival does not come because we want God to just move by revival.
Og det ikke det for at vi bare for at Gud skal røre til vekkelse.
Amen.
Amen.
In Africa we have cows.
I Afrika så har vi kuer.
We have sheep.
Vi har sauer.
Yesterday we were invited by Pastor Jarl and we had lamb. It was so good.
I går så var vi invitert til Jarl og vi spiste lam.
So it tells me also even here in Norway you have lamb.
Og I Norge så har vi også sauehold.
How many people here are farmers who have kept a lamb?
There's one. Han spør hvem som har vært sauebønder.
Now, if you tell us one, how do the lamb produce children?
The lamb produce by mating.
Yes, by mating.
Yes.
Do you have a season that you come and preach to them and say, now lamb, it is moment all of you mate. Or they mate by themselves.
They mate by themselves.
By themselves. You know, there's a deception in the house of Christ.
Og det deception, lureri I Guds menighet.
That we want a time of revival.
At vi ønsker en vekkelse.
So that people can get saved.
Så at mennesker kan få tak I evangeliet.
And we are always waiting for revival. Let revival come.
Og vi bare ber vekkelse komme. La vekkelse komme.
It doesn't work that way.
Og det funker ikke på den måten.
When you have lamb.
Når du har lam.
This is producing today. And that is producing tomorrow. And that is producing. And that is producing. And the team grows.
Det mest naturlige alle ting. At saueflokk, den vokser. Det mest naturlige alle ting.
You don't call a day and say, now all you lamb, I'm calling you today, is a day of revival to produce. It's never happening like that.
Du behøver ikke si til en sau, at nå må du gå og parre deg, så blir det lam. Det gjør den selv.
Do we do that?
Se.
Or do we have in Norway a system that you tell the people now, this is the year for you to have children?
Nei. Sier vi det sånn
come
I Norge?
Come on. Do you still love me?
Vær sånn til.
Praise God. Do you make an announcement from the government that now the government is saying from the month of January to the month of March, this is the time of producing children? Do you
make noen an announcement? Sier det? At fra januar til mars så det tid også på å lage barn?
No.
Nei.
The reproduction continues.
Det skjer.
And continues.
Fortsetter og fortsetter.
And continues.
Fortsetter.
Whether it is winter.
Om vinteren.
Or summer.
Og sommeren.
Or spring.
Eller vår.
When you go to hospital.
Eller på sykehus.
To the maternity ward.
Uansett hvor.
Some children are being produced every day.
Så blir barn født og produsert.
That is how it's supposed to be in the house of God.
Og det sånn det skal være I Guds menighet også.
We are supposed to produce every day.
Vi er skapt skapt det hver dag.
So naturlig. I remove the mindset that we have to wait for an evangelist to come for us to produce. No. You're supposed to produce.
For alle vi designet for å produsere.
Amen? Yes. One more question.
Et lite spørsmål til.
Who produces the sheep? Because in the sheep you have you as the shepherd.
Yeah.
And we have the sheep.
Yeah.
Who is producing the sheep? Is it you, the shepherd, or the sheep themselves?
Together.
Okay. How together? Tell me.
They mate and... It breeds sperm and goes some yes, months.
But it is a sheep.
Yeah, it is a sheep.
But you give them food.
Yeah.
But them, they produce.
Yeah.
Same in the house of God.
Mercy.
Praise God.
Mercy.
Did you get the point?
I think they got it.
They got it.
Yes.
Okay. He is the shepherd.
Yeah.
And he has the sheep.
Yeah.
Who produces the sheep?
Hvem som produserer sauene? Det sauene selv.
It is the sheep.
Det er sauene selv.
Not the shepherd.
Ikke huden.
The shepherd is to feed the sheep.
Huden skal bare fôre sauene.
It is to protect them.
For å beskytte dem.
To give them food.
For å gi dem mat.
And to give them everything.
Og for å gi dem
But the sheep themselves.
Men det er sauene selv
produce the sheep.
Som produserer.
It's the same in the house of God.
Det er akkurat samme I Guds
It is
menighet.
Not the pastor to bring the people.
Ikke det er ikke pastors jobb å gjøre.
To bring the people.
Det er menigheten.
To the house of God.
Det er menighetens får som gjør det.
Are we together, church?
Er vi med?
It is your responsibility.
Det er ditt ansvar.
It is the responsibility of the pastor to feed you.
Det er pastors ansvar å gi deg mat.
For you.
Og be for deg.
To give you the strength.
Og for å gi deg styrken.
But it is your responsibility.
Men det er ditt ansvar
to produce.
Å produsere.
If the church is not growing,
hvis menigheten ikke vokser,
it may be the problem of the pastor if he's not giving food.
Så kan det være at det noe problem med pastor.
But still we produce anyway.
Men uansett så kan du produsere.
Yes. Even in Africa, in the midst of hunger and in the midst of problems, we still produce anyway.
Altså uansett om det hunger eller sult, katastrofer I Afrika, så produseres det uansett.
Even in the middle of malaria and sickness, we still produce anyway.
Selv om folk syke og har malaria, så blir det produsert barn.
Hallo!
Hallo!
Even we don't have clothes, but we produce anyway.
Folk produserer uansett.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Church of Christ must produce anyway.
Og Guds menighet må produsere uansett.
We don't have to think that now we are spiritually set, correctly organized, so that we produce. You produce whichever situation it is, you produce anyway.
Du behøver ikke ha en helt rette teologisk alltid. Det må være fintunet av lovsang og så videre. Nei, du produserer uansett.
Amen.
Amen.
And when every sheep knows that I have to produce,
og når hvert får forstår det,
that is a revival.
Da det vekkelse.
If every Christian knows that it is my responsibility,
hver kristen vet at det mitt ansvar,
to produce,
to produsere,
that is revival.
Det vekkelse.
Do you know why?
Vet du hvorfor?
It's because if you feel that I have not produced,
hvis du føler at jeg ikke har produsert,
when others are producing,
men andre har det,
you have the hunger to produce,
så har du den
And when you have the hunger to produce, you look for reason why I must
produce. Da begynner du å se på årsaker hvorfor ikke jeg gjør det.
In the Old Testament,
I Gamle Testamentet,
there was this woman called Anna,
så var det en gammel dame som het Anna,
who didn't have children,
som ikke hadde barn,
and Penina had the children.
Og hadde ikke...
Penina.
Men Penina hadde barn.
And because of that,
fordi
she was feeling so bad in
her heart. Så følte hun seg så dårlig.
Because she didn't have children.
For hun hadde jo ikke barn.
And she cried.
Så hun gråt.
Anna came even up to the temple.
Og Anna kom til tempelet.
For only one thing.
Bare for en grunn.
Children.
Barn.
If every Christian feels the same.
Når hver kristen føler det samme.
I must produce.
Jeg må produsere.
Why is it happening?
Hva skjer da?
That hunger pushes you to look for God.
Den sulten tvinger deg til å se etter
Gud. And that's when God comes.
Og det da Gud kommer.
Because of your own personal hunger.
Fordi at du sulten I ditt indre.
Eli in the temple did not need to tell Anna that you are barren.
Eli behøvde ikke å si til Hanna at du var
Anna knew alone that I am barren.
Hun visste det selv.
It is in the knowledge of her knowing that I'm barren that she sought the
Lord. Fordi hun visste det, så søkte hun Gud.
She could have been comfortable in her husband's room.
Og hun kunne hatt det veldig greit der I sitt eget mathjem.
After all, my husband loves me.
Mannen min glad I meg.
After all, he gives me double gifts when I'm going to the temple.
Og han gir meg doble gaver når jeg går til tempelet.
Double gifts did not give her children.
Men doble gaver gir ikke
We don't need double gifts. We need children.
Vi trenger ikke doble gaver, men vi trenger barn.
I say we don't need double gifts. We need children.
Vi trenger barn.
We can have double gifts.
Vi kan ha store og doble gaver.
And I thank God for the good things that the Lord is doing.
Takker Gud for hva han gjør.
But we have children.
Men vi må trenge barn.
We can have gifts of the good things that we have been able to do.
Vi kan ha gaver av de fantastiske ting vi gjør.
I thank God for those things.
Men jeg takker Gud for det.
I have very many of them myself.
Og jeg har mange av dem selv.
I am a bishop of a church.
Jeg en biskop. Jeg har tilsyn med menigheten.
I have radio and TV.
Og jeg har radio og TV.
I'm a husband and
Og jeg en mann.
Father of four children.
Og jeg firebarnsfar.
I live in Kenya.
Eller jeg bor I Kenya.
I know President Kenyatta.
Og jeg kjenner presidenten Kenyatta.
I know Ruto.
Jeg kjenner flere.
I know Uhuru. I know who. But Those are gifts.
De er gaver inni mitt liv.
But do I have children?
Men har jeg barn?
From the gifts that God has given to us.
Utifra de gavene som Gud har
gitt meg. From the opportunities that God has given
us. Og de mulighetene som Gud har gitt oss.
Do we have children?
Har vi barn?
It's the biggest question.
Veldig enkelt spørsmål.
Of the things that we can have.
Over alle de tingene vi kan ha.
Do you have children?
Har du barn?
From the things that God has given to you that you can count.
Utifra det du kan ha som du kan
telle.
Do
you have children?
Har du barn?
With the good things that God has done for us.
Det, alt det gode som Gud har
being
gjort for
deg. Such a wonderful church.
Og vært en vidunderlig menighet.
The church that knows the word of God.
En Gud som kjenner, eller en menighet som kjenner Guds
ord. The church that worship, thank God for the worship.
Som har vidunderlig lovprisning.
I love worship.
Og jeg elsker det.
Last year when I was here, I was so much blessed with that song, Sin does not live here no more.
Og den sangen her, Sin does not live here no more.
Your name, Jesus, is a name that is wonderful.
Yes, to know
that
one,
your name Jesus is wonderful. That is so great. Yes.
Ja, det fantastisk sannhet.
But in the knowledge of the word of God that Jesus is wonderful, do you have children?
Men i kunnskapen om det, har du barn?
In the knowledge that Jesus rose from the dead,
I kunnskapen at Jesus stod opp fra de døde,
in your life to produce children?
Så ligger det naturlig å produsere barn.
In the worship that you worship until you feel that you are touched by God, until we can go down near roll, that is very good. But do we have children?
Om det helhjertet på bånd lovsang og lovprisning.
With the blessings and the prophecies that God is giving to us, that is very good that God can prophesy to us. Thank God for the prophecies. But out of the prophecies, do we have children?
Om du har aldri så mange visdoms- og kunnskapsord og profeti, men har du barn?
The responsibility of the children does not lie in God. He has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Det Gud som har gitt oss ansvaret for det, det ligger ikke der lenger.
The responsibility is not in the servants of God. You are personally responsible.
Ansvaret ligger ikke på Guds tjenere, men det ligger på folket. Og du personlig ansvarlig.
I have a son.
Jeg har en sønn.
I have three daughters.
Og jeg har tre døtre.
The day my son got married.
Den dagen min sønn gifta seg.
And they wedded in the church.
Så vi gifta de seg i kirken.
I didn't follow him to say, my son, now it's time to give me children. He knows it is responsibility to give children.
Og jeg behøver ikke fortelle at han skulle gi meg barn, for det vet han veldig godt selv.
Hallo.
Hallo.
In the empowerment of giving him and allowing him to get married, in Africa, is I expect him to give children.
Og i Afrika så er det en forventning at du skal gi barnebarn. Når man gifter seg.
It's abnormal if it doesn't have
that. Det helt normalt.
The empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Den hellige ånds kraft.
Is not for speaking in tongues.
Ikke nødvendigvis bare for å snakke i tunger.
Thank God for speaking in tongues.
Takk Gud for det.
But after you have spoken in tongues.
Men etter det.
We are the children.
Så er vi Guds barn.
God bless you so much.
Gud velsigne dere så mye.
That's the message I have given to you today.
Den budskap som jeg har talt i dag.
Reproduce.
Reprodusere.
From now on.
Fra nå av.
Reproduce.
Reprodusere.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Reproduce.
Reprodusere.
You don't have to go to Africa to reproduce.
Behøver ikke reise til Afrika for det.
You have neighbors.
Du har naboer.
Who are not born again.
Who are not born
again. You have people in Norway.
Du har masse mennesker i Norge.
You don't have to go to China. You don't have to go to other places.
Kina.
You are neighbors.
Se på naboen dine.
Begin from Jerusalem.
Begynn fra Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
Begin from Jerusalem.
Start i Jerusalem.
I want to ask God. I'm not prophesying.
Jeg profeterer ikke nå, men jeg spør
but
Gud.
I just want to ask God for you.
Jeg vil spørre Gud for dere.
If the Lord Jesus tarries.
Hvis Jesus venter.
And I come next year.
Og jeg kommer neste år.
This house should be double.
Så bør huset her være dobla.
Full of people.
Full av mennesker.
Produced by you. Not by
bare
the pastor.
På grunn av deg.
Are we together?
Are we sammen?
Are you receiving that word from God?
Kan du ta imot dette her?
In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. It's you to produce.
Det er
your neighbor is waiting for you.
Naboen din venter på deg.
Your children are waiting for you.
Barna venter på deg.
Your friends are waiting for you.
Vennene dine venter på deg.
You should be pregnant with them.
Du skulle vært gravid med dem.
To bring them here.
For å bringe
so
dem
hit. That this great joy of worship.
Så den fantastiske gleden av tilbedelse.
Also tested. Listen, church.
Hør her, menighet.
We have power.
Vi har kraft.
Stop looking at all these things that, oh, you know, these days people don't listen to the gospel. The power of the name of Jesus is above all that.
Jesu navn er på ut langt utover det.
Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing that is impossible.
Det er ingenting som er mulig.
Nothing.
Ikke noen ting.
Nothing is impossible.
Ingenting er umulig.
Even those drunkards, it is not impossible.
Det er ikke umulig for noe.
Those drunkards, it is not impossible. Those people who are taking drugs, it is not impossible.
Oh, ja. Det er ikke mulig for noen narkomane.
Those atheists, it is not impossible.
Det er ikke mulig å nå ateister.
The impossibility is in you.
Umuligheten I deg.
Break that impossibility.
Og bryt den.
And reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
For evangeliet.
Because with God,
for det Gud,
all things are possible.
Alt mulig for ham.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With God, all things are possible.
Med Gud så alt mulig.
Break that boundary.
Og bare bryt det båndet.
Og
begynn å produsere.
Every woman,
hver eneste kvinne,
has capability,
har mulighet,
to produce,
til å produsere,
unless she is sick.
Med mindre du syk.
You are not sick spiritually.
Sannsynligvis ikke syk åndelig.
You are healthy spiritually.
Og dere friske åndelig.
So you are like the woman. The Church of Christ is a woman.
So Kristi menighet som en kvinne.
The woman of Christ is not sick.
Og Kristi brud ikke syk.
She has the ability to produce.
Hun har mulighet til å produsere.
So produce in the name of Jesus.
Så produser I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
That is my prayer for you.
Og det min bønn for deg.
And that's my desire for you.
Og det mitt ønske for
deg. And that is my declaration for you.
Og det min deklarering for deg.
Listen, church.
Og hør, Werner.
Sometimes we don't want to go into the emotions and the emotions. It is not emotions. It is life.
Ikke følelser. Det liv.
So what I've spoken is not emotional. It is life.
Det sier noe, jeg har ikke noe med følelser.
Produce in the name of Jesus.
Produsere I Jesu navn.
Produce in the name of Jesus.
Produsere I Jesu navn.
We have seen emotions that have not brought any fruit.
Vi har sett følelser som ikke har produsert noen ting.
We have prayed emotionally, no fruits.
Og vi har bedt følelsesmessig.
We have even sometimes cried until we go to the ground, no fruits.
Og vi har skriket på det høyeste av forstemmen.
Today I'm speaking emotions aside.
Let the fruit of the Holy Spirit
and produce in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And finally.
Og til slutt.
Peter told the people.
Peter fortalte menneskene.
The gift is unto you.
At gaven til deg.
And to your children.
Og til dine barn.
And to all of them.
Og til alle de.
That the Lord will call.
Som den hellige ånd vil kalle.
I am in that bracket of all of them. The gift of the Holy Spirit is not for special people.
Den hellige ånds gave ikke for spesielle mennesker.
It is for all believers.
Det for alle troende.
Including you.
Inkluder deg.
And you.
Og deg.
And you.
Og deg.
And you.
Og deg.
And you.
Og deg.
And me.
Og meg.
God is not respecter of persons.
Gud har ikke respekt for mennesker.
No. If he is working in a different way,
han kanskje jobber på en annen måte.
I'm working in a different way.
Og jobber på en annen måte med deg.
Same spirit.
Den samme hellige ånd.
So stop thinking that there are special people.
Så slutt å tenke på at det spesielle mennesker.
There are no special people.
Det ikke noen spesielle mennesker.
We are all one in Christ.
Vi alle en I Kristus.
I'm special in my way.
Jeg spesiell på min
You're
måte.
Special in your way.
Du det på din måte.
Your speciality.
Og din spesialitet.
And my speciality.
Og min spesialitet.
Put together. Gives glory to God.
Gir ære til Gud sammen.
Help me to tell your neighbor you are special.
Og hjelp meg å fortelle naboen at du spesiell.
Tell your neighbor you are special.
Fortell ham ved siden av deg at du spesiell.
Tell the third again you are special.
Bare fortell. Du spesiell.
Yes. So don't come to this church thinking that I'm just coming.
Ikke bare kom til menigheten og sier jeg bare kommer.
Then Runa is going to prophesy on me.
Og så kommer Runa til å profetere over meg.
Then you're coming here and waiting on the line.
Og så skal vi vente på Gud.
What is the Lord going to say about me?
Hva skal Gud si til meg I dag?
Stop that.
Bare stopp det.
He can also tell you.
Han kan også fortelle deg.
You know, in Africa somebody came with stupid ideas.
Noen ganger så kommer de I Afrika med dumme ideer.
Because he saw me, he knew I have some money.
Fordi at han visste at jeg hadde penger.
It was not much money, but I had some money.
Det var ikke så veldig mye penger, men noe.
So he comes and tells me, oh Eli.
Og han sa til meg, Eli.
God has sent me to you.
Og Gud har sendt meg til deg.
So that you give me money.
Så at du skal gi meg penger.
So I go to the ministry.
Så jeg kan gå ut til tjeneste.
Stop a little bit.
Så sa jeg bare, stopp.
That God who has sent you is also my God.
Den Gud som har sendt deg, han også min Gud.
And the money is in my pocket.
Og pengene I min lommebok.
And I have no problem with that God.
Og jeg har ikke noe problem med den Gud.
Why does he tell you to come and tell me? Why doesn't he tell me to give you?
Og hvis han vil at jeg skal gi deg, hvorfor han sier han ikke til meg da?
Because the money is in my pocket.
For pengene hos meg.
And I have fellowship with him.
Og jeg har fellesskap med han.
So why doesn't he tell me to give you?
Og hvorfor sier ikke han til
meg? Why does he have to tell you to come and tell me?
Og hvorfor skal han si til deg at du skal komme til meg for å få penger?
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why do we put ourselves so much second hand, so useless?
Hvorfor gjør vi oss så elendige som det?
That sometimes I just think that I must go to a prophet to tell me something. I must go to a man of God to tell me something. Why can't also that God who saved me tell me something myself personally? Hallelujah.
Hvorfor kan ikke Gud fortelle det selv til meg, istedenfor at jeg skal gå enten en profet eller noe annet?
That is the beginning of deception.
Det er lureri.
So that you go looking for prophets and prophets and prophets. And if you don't get the word here, then you are going to somewhere in Oslo, and then you are going to somewhere in Denmark, then you are going to somewhere in Africa. Nonsense. The Lord is everywhere, even where you are. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes. And he can tell you.
Han kan fortelle deg.
And when he speaks to you,
og så snakker han, så taler han til deg.
He speaks.
Han taler.
Sorry, I've taken too long time, but you know, I take too long also to come back. Praise God. But listen. Listen. When he spoke to Moses.
Når Gud snakket til Moses.
It was in the burning bush.
Så var det en brennende buske.
When he spoke to Joshua.
Men han snakket til Josva.
There was no burning bush.
Så var det ikke noe brennende buske.
But he spoke anyway.
Men han snakket uansett.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we still together?
Are we med?
So you don't think that because he spoke to Runar when he was shaking, fordi so you must also shake. You may not have to shake. He may come gently, but he has spoken anyway. Hallelujah.
Om Runar hopper som en kanguru, så behøver ikke du gjøre det.
If you ever wait for the burning bush may not come.
Hvis du venter på en brennende buske, så ikke sikkert den kommer.
But it does not mean the Lord has not spoken.
Men det betyr ikke at ikke Gud har talt til deg.
When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, there was fire on their heads.
Når den hellige ånd kom, så ble det en ildslue på hver av dem.
When I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Når jeg ble fylt av den hellige ånd.
There was no fire on my head.
Så var det ikke noe ild på meg.
If I wait for the fire, I will never preach the gospel.
Hvis jeg skulle vente på ild, så hadde jeg aldri forkynt evangeliet.
Hello.
Hallo.
Are we still together?
Er vi med?
Yes. He speaks to us in different ways.
Han snakker til oss på forskjellige måter.
So when you look for God,
når du ser på Gud,
he will appear to you.
Så vil han åpenbare seg for deg.
In your house,
I huset,
in your field,
på jorda,
in everywhere,
uansett hvor.
But I speak in the word of God that is put in my heart. It's your time to reproduce.
Men det er også tid for deg for å produsere.
God bless you so much.
Gud velsigne deg.
Do I pray? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Himmelske Far, i Jesu navn.
It's for this reason that you send me to share with my brethren to encourage ourselves.
Denne grunn du sendte meg til Skien her.
That they may produce.
Så de skulle produsere.
And that the fruit that they produce may last.
Og må frukten vare.
Because it is being done by your Holy Spirit.
For det gjort ved den hellige ånd.
To everyone who is here today.
Til hver og en som her i dag.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.